BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily. Hugh Stevens joins us with the number 2 artist on the BBC Music Sound of 2016 list. We put another listener straight through to Deborah Meaden's home phone on Instant Dragon's Den. Is there a website that warns you if a movie is suitable to watch with your mum or dad? Find out on Real or No Real and my new 2016 diet tip.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning, everyone. This is Scott Mills on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. What day is it? Thursday?
It is Thursday today, Scott.
Definitely Thursday. Hope you're all right. So my latest diet thing.
Go on.
I read yesterday on a fitness website that if you buy a blue plate, you are likely to eat less off of it. So I just bought a blue plate. All my plates were red before.
And blue cutlery.
I now have one blue plate.
I bought myself a blue table.
That's all I did yesterday.
And I live in a big blue house.
That's all I did yesterday was buy a massive blue plate. But it is quite big. Yeah. So I'm not sure my portion control is going to be any good.
You know what you want to do if you want to eat less? Tiny fork.
Right. You know where that's from, don't you?
Yeah.
Where's it from?
Lord Sugar.
So in Lord Sugar's autobiography, he tells you that if you... If you want to lose weight, you should buy a tiny fork and knife and eat it.
Oh, is it a tiny knife as well?
Because well,
I like
yeah.
the idea of a tiny fork, but yeah, a massive knife.
But that's Lord Sugar's diet tips. Eat it with a tiny fork.
Mm.
So yeah, just got a blue plate, and that's what I'll be eating off in January.
Yeah, I think if you want to eat less, just make it as difficult for yourself as possible. That's the idea with the tiny fork.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
As well as my new blue plate, which I've got for portion control, I'm also trying to drink soya milk. Now, can anyone tell me, when you make a coffee, is it supposed to look that rank?
What is it? Is it sort of just floating along the top?
Oh, it's all just gathered on the top. It looks horrible.
I just think you do too much. When you try and go what you think is healthy or do one of these diets... You know, New Year's resolution style.
I can't drink
You go too far. You do too many things. I think loads of people do this. They overcommit.
Okay, so what are you thinking I should cut back on?
I'm saying if you want to be healthier, like I get people who maybe give up drink for a month or, I don't know, give up chocolate for a month, something like that. One thing.
Okay.
But you seem to think you're going to change everything about you.
Okay.
It will not last.
Right, so you think I'm going in too hard.
You're going in way too hard.
Just by having soya milk and having a blue plate.
But it's also, it's stuff you read in magazines. It's nonsense. Just put some milk in it. It's not no different, I'm sure of it.
We're not supposed to drink cow's milk.
Yeah, you said this to me yesterday. I nearly hit you. Yeah,
I read it in Reveal.
This is...
BBC.
Radio.
One.
Right, this morning, Hugh Stevens brings in the number 2 artist or artists on the BBC Music Sound Off 2016 poll. That's going to happen just after 7. Real or No Real with one of our listeners... And this morning we're bringing back Instant Dragon's Den, where you get connected to Deborah Meaden's home phone to pitch your business idea.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Who else is finding January really exciting? I've done nothing. Although yesterday I found out my ears are too fat for traditional headphones. Can you lose weight on your ears?
I don't know. You've tried to lose weight on your fingers before, haven't you?
Yeah, and there was an app, do you remember, which is like a treadmill for your fingers?
Yeah, that is just, I mean, that is genius.
But my ears are weird because most people, because I went to the gym yesterday, most people can like have those little headphones in, like most people do, and they'll be fine. They'll stay in your ears. Mine do not stay in. They just fall out.
Yeah.
So I'm saying my ears are too fat.
How do I
lose weight on my ears?
I'm not sure, but it's interesting what you're saying about getting stuff done in January, because for me, this is why the Sound of 2016 list makes me feel quite inadequate, because all these people are doing massive things by, what are we on, the 7th of January.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It
feels
like huge.
They're having a really productive year so far.
What about your day yesterday?
Well, yesterday I tried something for the first time, because obviously you're done by the afternoon, so I thought I'd make... everyone in my family a nice meal, because I've been trying to get into my cooking. I feel like I've gone from a good cook to an amateur chef level. And so what I tried to do was chop like a chef yesterday. And I thought the key with it was just do it with confidence, right? So try chopping up an onion, which is hard enough. I went for it. So it was like proper like
you've seen on TV.
Yeah, like I see on TV. On Saturday Kitchen, they make it look well easy. They're just talking away and like, right, so I thought I would go for it. The thing is, so I line up the onion in front of me and start going like, and onion goes everywhere. Right. Like, I don't know how they do it.
How do they do that?
Right, so this onion goes everywhere. And then the reality is, if you do want to cut an onion, it's more like, it's slow and steady.
But they go so fast, don't they? How do they do that?
I don't know.
So it flies everywhere if you try
onion,
and do it.
Onion everywhere. But I'll learn. I will learn. I want to be one of those that can like chop and talk. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. like proper going for it.
But literally like...
Yeah.
While talking to the camera.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And good morning, Hugh Stevens.
Morning, Scott.
Morning,
Chris.
Good morning.
How are you both?
Very good. Now you are here to tell us who is number two on this list, this important list. Which everyone is kind of looking towards, and a lot of reaction as well to this on Twitter and Facebook, everywhere, isn't it?
It really is, yes. Great way to start the year. Got loads of great new music that we're going to hear a lot more of, see a lot more of, and champion over 2016, hopefully. So it's been good so far. We've had Muramasa and Weston on Monday at number five. We've had Blossoms. Yesterday it was all about Neo, as revealed by Annie Mac. We'll have number one tomorrow, right?
Yeah. She's awesome, isn't she, Neo?
Yeah, I really liked her.
Really,
if you want to find out more about this year's acts that are on the 2016 list, then watch the Sound of 2016 show, which is on the BBC Red Button and iPlayer now, because you will be hearing more of these artists in 2016. We promise you that. Okay, Hugh, so shall we present to everyone listening the number two artist or artists?
I think we should.
Now, the artist is here right now, but they're not allowed to speak until you say so, Hugh.
Uh-oh.
Because you've not announced it yet.
Oh, the power.
I know.
Power.
I feel
I'm
that power.
I'm breakfast show. I can't cope.
Even got a drone.
Okay, I can reveal that at number two on the BBC Music Sound of 2016 is Alessia Cara. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. That was very difficult to not speak.
Yeah, thanks for not speaking.
No worries.
Yes. Morning, Alessia.
Good morning.
All the way from Ontario, Canada. Welcome back to BBC Radio 1.
Thank you so much.
It's so great to see you on this list. How does it feel to be on the BBC Music Sound of 2016?
Oh my gosh, it feels amazing. Of course, as an artist from Canada, to be here, it's insane. And I've been a fan of BBC since like forever. So this is so cool to just be here on the other side of, well, not the other side of the world, but a very far part of the world. You know, just to be embraced like this, it's so cool.
That's great. And you're the only non-British artist on the list as well,
isn't
you?
It's amazing.
So you're flying the flag for the rest of the world. So no pressure.
Yes, no pressure at all.
It's great to have you back. Because Scott, Alessia was in to do the Radio 1 piano sessions for us last year on my nighttime show on Radio 1. Mm. And you came in and you slayed it in that live lounge. It was incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, that got a lot of attention that I didn't expect, which was amazing.
Yeah, because Taylor Swift was tweeting about it.
She did,
an hour after you'd played it.
Yeah.
It's up on YouTube if you haven't seen Alessia doing a thing. And then you got to go and do that thing. Because I followed Taylor Swift on Instagram and throughout a tour, was it in the 1989 tour?
Last year.
And she was bringing out all the guests. Mm. Then one day, it was Alessia Cara performing here, which we'll hear in a minute.
That was awesome. I think it was because of the live lounge that I did.
Wow,
because
so of the piano session.
Yeah, because of the piano session. Because she wouldn't have known who I was.
Is that how it came about? You did the piano session, and
it did, because she tweeted me, and then she followed me after that.
Right.
And then she listened to my EP from there, and then that's when we started. So I think it's because of BBC.
So Taylor Swift is a fan of yours because of Radio 1.
Essentially, yeah.
Wow,
that's incredible.
That's amazing. Yeah. Tell us how you started, because how old are you now?
I'm 19.
You're 19 now. When did you start singing and composing and writing these songs?
Well, the songs on my album, I started about 2 years ago.
Okay.
The process, it started 2 years ago. But I was always singing and just wanting to make music and playing guitar and stuff since I was really young.
Yeah, and you're a big fan of Amy Winehouse and Ed Sheeran.
Yes. Yes, of course, British artists. I'm a fan of like so many British artists, like Labyrinth, Leanne Havis. So many, yeah, okay. So many different.
And in Canada, you would listen to Radio 1 to get these artists in your life, would you?
Yeah, and because we obviously don't get Radio 1 on the actual radio, I would just listen online. And yeah. The YouTube channel is so helpful to me. Yeah. I see all the stuff. Yeah, so.
That's great though, right?
That's so exciting.
It's so cool. Exciting. Yeah, it's so cool we have access to that all over the world.
And what have you got planned for 2016? Now you're at number 2 on the Sound of the Year. Records, yes. Touring,
yes. On the 16th, really soon. I was just talking to the makeup artist today and she was like, when are you going on tour? And I'm like, in January, which is now. I keep thinking, it's in January, but like literally in like next week. Yeah.
That's your own makeup artist. We don't provide that from the BBC.
No, we're not like a resident makeup artist.
No, there is no makeup.
Well, that's not a bad idea, actually. Can we get one?
No.
I would love that.
No. Right. It's my own.
Yeah. Oh, we look forward to seeing you playing live and everything. That must be exciting. Just travel the world and
it's
play
so
your
cool.
songs.
Yeah. I'm going to Europe, I think, in March, April. Yeah. I don't have exact dates yet, but yeah,
excellent.
It's going to be fun.
We'll see you then.
We're going to play the song Here by Alessia Cara. You are number 2 on the BBC Music Sound of 2016 list. It's very exciting.
Yes, very exciting. Thank you, guys.
No worries. We'll chat more after this.
If I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent, truly. Here, but since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend. So you can go back, please enjoy your party.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills Daily.
Number 2 in the BBC Music Sound of 2016, the amazing Alessia Cara with Here. What a beautiful, beautiful song that is.
You know what?
Thank you.
Getting so much reaction. Sarah in Litchfield says, that is amazing. I can't believe she's 19. Poppy from Kent says, Here has the most truthful lyrics ever, and I already know all the words.
Or that's
off
a lot
by
of
heart.
Words. That's awesome.
It's a lot of words.
Yeah, a lot of words.
Poppy is in love with that song.
Thank you.
Also, Fenster in Solihull says, what an awesome sound. First time I've heard it. That's good.
Thanks. Everyone's going mad for it on the hashtag sound of 2016 as well.
Yeah.
And, Alessia, loving this, your voice is like, and then the relevant emoji. Don't know how to describe that one.
Yeah.
He says, so happy Alessia's second on the sound of 2016 list. It's just good vibes.
Yeah.
John reckons that you're going to end up doing a Bond theme at some point.
Really? Ooh, I would love to.
Oh, can you imagine that?
That'd be awesome. Or just change the lyrics to this song to make it.
It would work. Yeah.
Abby says, so cool. I'm so glad that everyone on Radio 1 is hearing this in the daytime. I've listened to this on repeat to get me to the library in the morning every day at uni last year.
Oh,
that is
awesome.
Alessia Cara. It's a great sound. Here.
It is addictive, that song. It's one of those songs, once you've heard it, you've got to go searching for the video and listen to it again and again and again. It's so good. So, big year ahead. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. I just keep saying thank you.
Thank you. We're delighted to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here. It's so
cool. Yeah, no, good luck with everything. And you have some news for Scott and Chris this morning as well.
Yes,
so I hear this.
Yes, I do. Okay, so this is something that I've honestly waited for since they existed. So I'm going to be doing an actual live lounge today, and I'm so excited. I'm going to be doing Here and then a cover of Disclosure featuring Lord, the Magnet song. I love that song. I'm obsessed with it.
Yes.
So I'm going to try to do my own rendition. I hope it works out.
So Alessia Cara, this is a special treat for you, is in the live lounge today with Clara Amfo from 10 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
That must be, for you, listening to Radio 1 in Canada, must be a dream come true.
No, it really is. It's insane. I'm so excited. I really am.
It won't be as good as the Radio 1 piano session, but good luck anyway, Alessia.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Go and smash it, and we'll see you at 10 o'clock this morning. Thank you, Alessia.
Thank you so much, guys.
Scott Mills Daily.
I loved Alessia Cara.
Isn't she lovely?
My new fave.
Yeah, she's brilliant. And Here sounds so good. I'm so excited that people are hearing it for the first time. And I can't wait for that live lounge. So just after midday, is it?
Yeah, just after midday today with Clara. Alessia is doing Here and also the Lord and Disclosure song, Magnet.
That's brilliant.
It's great as well because obviously, you know, that song has been played a lot around, you know, the nighttime shows or whatever. But like to get on the Radio 1 breakfast show, it just and people loving it.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Definitely. And that's what Sound of 2016 is all about as well.
So number one tomorrow. Are you excited for that?
So excited. So myself and Annie will see you about 7 a.m.
Yes.
Annie Mack and me. And we'll come and introduce the artists who are at number one in the BBC Music Sound of 2016. There is so much speculation about who's going to be in this top five. Oh, honestly, it's so exciting. So we will reveal all at 7 and meet the artists as well.
Do you know who it is?
Might do.
Oh.
I'm not telling,
To be fair, loads of people are trying to guess it on hashtag Sound of 2016.
Yeah.
It's down to 11 now.
Yeah, I keep seeing like 4 or 5 names getting mentioned.
Yeah.
Oh, it's exciting.
It is exciting. So that'll be 7 o'clock tomorrow morning with Annie Mack and Hugh on Radio 1. Use the hashtag Sound of 2016 if you're talking about it, because a lot of people are.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so Steve is here. Good morning.
Good morning. Alessia Cara, named number 2 on the Sound of 2016 list. We just heard from her. There's a really good video of her online doing some amazing impressions of Ariana Grande, Lorde and Iggy Azalea, which is very funny. And obviously number 1 in the Sound of 2016 is announced tomorrow.
Absolutely. And Alessia is in the live lounge today, which is going to be a treat. She's going to do the song Here, which we played earlier. And also she's going to do a cover of Lorde and Disclosure Magnets. That's a must listen. From 12 o'clock on the live lounge today with number 2 on the Sound Of list, Alessia Cara. So, People's Choice Awards in the States.
Yeah, these go on every year. I think it was the 42nd award ceremony yesterday. A high calibre celebrity turnout in America. These are the ones that are voted for by the public. No real surprises. Ed Sheeran beat Justin Bieber to win Favourite Male Artist. Taylor Swift got Favourite Female Artist. Other winners, Channing Tatum got Favourite Actor. Chris Hemsworth won something. Furious 7 got Favourite Film. And there was quite a sweet moment because Vin Diesel came on stage and he sang a bit of Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth, See You Again, to remember, obviously, his late co-star Paul Walker. Not a dry eye in the house.
I'm just looking at this list. The list goes on forever.
Forever and ever. There were 65 categories, including the hotly contested Favourite Social Media Celebrity, which was won this year by Britney Spears. Just as an aside, did you see that she ran into a pole the other day?
Yeah, and she got stuck in a tree.
She's not having a good week,
is
she?
She's not. But the Vegas show is not going that well this week.
Favourite Animated Movie Voice, which was won by Selena Gomez for Hotel Transylvania 2.
One of my favourites.
And the Seriously Popular Award. That's what it's called. The Seriously Popular Award.
Come on.
Which was won by Maddie Ziegler, who is from Dance Moms, and she was in the Sia video.
Yes!
So she won it. She's about 13 or 14. And she beat Kylie Jenner and Cara Delevingne.
That's incredible.
That.
Dance Moms is a forgotten gem in this country.
Yeah. It is amazing.
Get it in your life.
That award, Seriously Popular Award.
Seriously Popular Award.
But like to beat Kylie Jenner is like, that's amazing.
But is that a situation where they obviously have loads of stars turning up, everyone needs to get an award?
Yeah, it is.
And that's been made up last minute.
Completely. She's here, Maddie's here. What do we give her? I don't know.
Seriously Popular.
Not much controversy. There was some random guy who tried to steal the mic off Sharon Osbourne during one of her acceptance speeches. But she kicked him off stage, but it wasn't exactly Kanye and Taylor, was it, to be honest?
Not really. And also, we've got some new faces on The Voice this weekend.
Yeah, Series 5 starts this weekend. Gone are Sir Tom Jones and Rita Ora, obviously. In comes Boy George and Paloma Faith. They join Will.i.am, he's still there, and Kaiser Chiefs' Ricky Wilson. And it turns out that Ricky Wilson and Paloma go way, way back.
I think she's great. I've known her for years and years and years. We both knew each other up in Leeds, but before either of us had done anything, you know, we just worked in a bar, and she was every bit the rock star then as she is now. And she was absolutely bonkers when she was at dance college in Leeds, and I was just bumming around trying to be a pop star.
So they're old mates.
Oh, I never knew that.
It's on BBC One on Saturday night at 7:30 p.m.
Someone's just been on. This is Amy in Leeds saying that her friend did the seat filler job at the People's Choice last night.
Hey!
And got some incredible Snapchats. We were talking to Jennifer Lawrence about this. If you need to go to the loo, if you're a famous, you put your hand up and then go to the loo, and then someone fills your seat so it doesn't look so it doesn't look empty on television, like for the Oscars or People's Choice Awards, any of those awards.
I really want to do it.
They have seat fillers. We need to get you on.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Do you think it's one for one? Do you think, or is there like a very small number of these seat fillers, like 5 or something? Or do
no,
you think
every... they have it at the Brits as well.
Do they?
Yeah, so you, like, as you, because I've been to the loo before and you come back in, it's like there's someone sat in your place and you're like, oh, that's
Who?
Awkward. and yeah, but then they get out.
It's really weird if everyone on your table's getting on and chatting, right? And then some random comes up.
It's kind of weird, but it makes it look better on TV. Now, it's not often that a library features in the entertainment news.
No, please stick with me. It's maybe the only time that a library is featured. But Orkney Library tweeted, "To be honest, we now regret choosing Celebrity Big Brother as our first book display of 2016. And it's this amazing photo of an empty bookcase, which features Nancy DeLelio's autobiography on the top shelf, which is called My Beautiful Game, and Daniela Westbrook's on the bottom, which is called The Other Side of Nowhere. Obviously hinting at the calibre, or maybe the low calibre, of celebrity in this year's Celebrity Big Brother. Although I'm sad that they've not actually got David Guest's autobiography, which is called Simply the Guest.
No, it's not.
It is. It's called Simply the Guest. But it's out of stock. They haven't got it at the moment.
That is good, though, isn't it? Not as good as Pat Butcher's book being called The End of an Earring. Thank you, Steve. More tomorrow.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We've got our shower playlist coming up at 9 this morning. Songs that you definitely can sing in the shower to. That's because tonight we launch Radio 1's playlist at 9 o'clock. And tonight it's Ellie Goulding's running playlist. This is at 9 p.m. It'll be available afterwards as well. If maybe you've been a little bit naughty with all the cakes and all the sweets over the festive period, you'll be able to download the full show from the BBC iPlayer radio app. And this will motivate you to get out running or to go to the gym or just like maybe go to a class. Definite gym and running bangers tonight on Ellie's running playlist from 9 p.m.
So how does it work? Does she give you motivational messages throughout, or what goes on? Does she spot
chooses,
you?
She doesn't spot you. She just like chooses good songs. Do you know she used to go running with her fans? Do you know this?
Did she?
Yeah, when she first started out, listen to this.
When I first started in music, I would get my fans to come running with me. And not because I'm a dweeb, but because I wanted a way to interact with fans that wasn't just sat in a room.
Imagine that. So you've got like red beetroot face. You've run like 5 miles, like you're dripping with sweat. Oh, here's my entire fan base.
But she's got a massive fan base.
Yeah, this was like back in the starry-eyed Guns N' Horses phase.
Yo.
This is a fantastic idea. Is it something that you would consider doing?
Running with the fans?
Yeah, because we could organise that. It'd be wicked, wouldn't it?
I would like that, but I'm not sure how many people would come.
But what a great test that would be. Would you like to come running with me? Meet me here, right?
Well, okay, if you do it as well.
I haven't got any fans.
No, but if you come as well.
I'll turn up as one fan.
Right, I'm in. If you will do it with me, not doing it on my own.
So I'd be interested to know who else would be in. We should consider this. It's a great idea.
Let us know. Yeah, Ellie used to do that.
She does it just because she wants, instead of Twitter, it's actually a really good idea. Instead of Twitter and the normal ways of communicating, it's nice to do something else with a pop star, isn't it?
I think if she did it now, it would be a problem because massive. But back in the, you know, the early days, like maybe like 50, 100 people would turn up, just went for a run. And also she talks about her first half marathon.
My first half marathon was up in Newcastle. It was the Great North Run. And to be honest, it was hell. But for some reason, it gave me this buzz. And I wanted to do another one and another one.
I did that once. Mm. Was hell. Because halfway around, like small children started squirting me with Powerade. It's like, why are you squirting me with blue liquid? I'm trying to do a 30-mile run.
There he goes, get him, the crab.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so we've got loads of people that will come running with us. Should we actually do this?
Yeah, look, I've hashtag I'll run with you.
I'll run with you.
I like how profound it's getting.
Definitely would go running, says Georgia. I'm in, says Matthew. Michael's on as well, and Phoebe. Davina McCall's just texted me saying I'll run with you.
Yeah, oh,
so
that's
she's on.
Nice.
That's good, isn't it?
Do you know what? That's what you need a little bit of as well. No offence, mate, but you will need a few Davina McCall's and stuff like that.
What, someone that's actually, like, fit?
Yeah, that's
right,
what
that's
I was
you're
meaning,
saying,
yeah.
Isn't it? Okay, I get you. Someone that actually like does the workouts.
Yeah, that's the angle. I was
to make
for.
It look good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, so many people are doing it. I mean, obviously Ellie Goulding started it, but I'm well up for a run, everyone. If you're involved as well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio One. Who's that?
Hi, guys. Kirsty Hawking.
Hey, Kirsty. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Instant Dragon's Den.
Well, thanks.
It cuts out the hassle of being on the TV show, which can take months of talking to producers, then travelling to the actual den, then going up in that lift, and then finally facing the dragons, and even then it might not even be on TV. What about if I could connect you to Deborah Meaden's phone at home, and you can just pitch your idea that way?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you got a good one?
Yeah.
This time next week, you could be a billionaire.
So you're looking for Mrs. Meaden's investment on this?
Yeah, hopefully.
Have you ever thought about going on the actual TV show?
No, actually, I haven't.
And where did you come up with this idea?
I was eating some food and I thought, you know what would make this food better? And then I came up with the idea.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. This sounds great.
So it's an idea to make food better. I'm ringing Deborah Meaden right now. You need to pitch like you've never pitched before.
Okay.
Sell it, Kirsty. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go. I'm putting you through to Mrs. Meaden's home phone number.
Okay.
Hello?
Hiya, Deborah, it's Kirsty.
Kirsty.
Hiya, yeah. I've got an idea for you.
Okay. Okay. Would Scott and Chris have anything to do with this?
They might have done, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right, okay. My idea, right, on a Monday afternoon for your lunch, you've got the cold meat from your roast the night before, right? You want a beef sandwich or something like that.
Right.
One of the best parts of a roast dinner, as everyone knows, is the gravy, right? So in your cold meat sandwich the next day, what would make your sandwich so much better is my idea, gravy butter, right?
Right.
How
does that work?
So you would spread the gravy on your sandwich, on your bread, and then you'd put the cold meat on it and then another bit of bread. And it would just make roasting it in a sandwich, basically.
Right. Okay. Why?
Why? It would just make food so much better. It's such an improvement on just a cold beef sandwich. Like, butter doesn't really fulfill it for you.
Doesn't it? See, I quite like my cold turkey sandwiches with my butter and stuffing. And I think if I wanted roast dinner, I'd probably have a roast dinner. I quite like my cold meat. How many people have you, do you know, who think this is a really good idea?
Well, I've only really discussed it with my friends and they think it's a great idea.
Your friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many friends?
About 10.
Was this on New Year's Eve?
No, it wasn't. No, I've been thinking about it for a while now.
Was it after a glass of wine?
No, not at all, not at all.
No, this was a cold, calm idea. This is what's going to make my fortune, was it?
Yeah, I think it would. Like, I think if I saw it on the shelf in Sainsbury's, I would definitely buy it.
Right. Kirsty, I think it's a novelty. Do you know what? I actually think some people would probably try it.
Yeah.
But what's got to make a business is you've got to have enough people who want to buy it. And I'm not quite sure that that's going to take off.
Oh, no.
Did you have a name for it?
Gravy butter. That's the only name.
Oh, I see. So it actually does what it says on the tin?
Yeah.
Well, that's quite good. But I don't actually like the product. I'm really sorry, Kirsty, but it's not one I'm going to be investing in.
Okay.
But Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
I'm out.
Bye.
Doesn't mess around, does she, Kirsty?
She's gone.
Just a few minutes of her valuable time, that's all you get.
Yeah.
Do you know, I think you did really well there.
Do you?
Yeah, because I think you nearly got it.
Really? Yeah, well, like, I've never done anything like that before, so I didn't really know what to say.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, definitely.
Right, but that's the best one we've had in terms of she nearly went for it. I mean, I know I've not got great news to bring you because she still said I'm out, but that was, would you agree, Chris, the nearest we've had?
I think it's one that she'll be thinking about. Yeah. I think the problem is you didn't give much of the business chat, but you know what? You live and learn.
Yeah. Would you buy it?
Yeah, probably. But I'd call it gutter.
I reckon...
That does not sound appealing.
Pass the gutter.
That's a great name. Oh, you're funny sometimes. Or funny butter.
Yes, it's, great name.
Because it's a bit different from normal butter.
Funny butter. Yes.
Funny butter.
Like it.
That's lovely. That's yeah.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, it looks like funny butter.
It does.
Brilliant.
I reckon it might be one of those, like, you know, when you see on TV shows, like on X Factor, where they're like, we've made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
And you get a call back.
Yeah.
It might be one of them where you get a call from Meaden later on.
Yeah, potentially.
If Mrs. Mead wants to get back in touch, she's got our details. So sure. You never know, you might get a call back. But thanks for trying.
That's all right.
Thanks for trying. Good work.
See you later.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Davina McCall's been on again. She loves the gravy butter idea.
Yeah.
She would invest.
I think the problem was the name. I think a lot of people are saying this. Although, it seems to be a very popular product. Jing in Reading says, I'd buy it. Sounds delicious.
Mm.
Lou in Preston, can we all chip in and make gravy butter a reality? Sounds amazing.
Yep. Dan on Twitter, hashtag gravy butter is the best idea ever. Hashtag funny butter is going around quite a lot.
It's good, that.
It is. It's a good name, isn't it?
I'm going to trademark gutter right now. If I can be the first one to tweet, actually, that will... Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Do it now.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to find that little TM thing. Because that means then it's an official...
What, for gutter?
Oh, someone's going to beat me to this.
They are, aren't they? Be quick. Great idea. It would make your food so much better, says Steve on the M3. Please tell this woman and the world to put gravy granules in her turkey sandwiches. No, that's weird, Dan in Reading. Look, let her run with the idea. She's come up with it, yeah? A lot of people like it. But Mrs. Meaden, harder to impress. If you think you've got an idea that Deborah Meaden would completely snap your arm off for, then email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or text now, 81199. Do you have a business idea that you probably came up with your mates in the pub that you think Deborah Meaden would invest in? And we can get you on Instant Dragon's Den. 81199, text.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people saying that if gravy butter was on sale in a supermarket, they would buy that. 100%.
Well, I mean, it's something that we maybe shouldn't have said on radio then.
Do you think? This could be like the new reggae sauce.
Oh, imagine.
Imagine that. We need a song. We could be sat on a gold mine here.
We need a song. We need a... That's how it started for him, wasn't it? He went on Dragon's Den with a song. In fact, that would be an amazing pitch for Mrs. Mead if someone rang her and did a song like Levi Roots.
Levi Roots.
Levi Roots. Levi Roots.
Why do you just call him Levi Roots?
Jazzy.
Weirdo.
But you know what I mean?
Like, say R2-D2.
Oh, no, that...
You can't do
that,
it.
Why does that get
Go
my
on.
Mind?
What's the name of the person from the Star Wars?
R2-D2. What's the other one called? CP3...
Go.
CP3-O.
Yes. Very good. Say it again.
Yeah.
That's not Star Wars, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
CP3-O. No, C-3PO.
I'm also rubbish at this. Right, so Instant Dragon's Den. Funny butter or gravy butter, whatever we're calling it, is definitely a thing. Mrs. Meaden has missed out there entirely. I don't know what she's doing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Caddy.
Good morning, Scott.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm mega excited.
Why are you excited?
Because we're going to Jamaica.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are you with?
I'm with my best friend, Zara.
And you're going to Jamaica when?
Now.
Are you on the plane?
No, we're just waiting for a taxi to the airport.
How exciting.
I know.
Is this the kind of holiday you get shirts made for?
Yeah, definitely.
Have you had shirts made?
No, we should have.
Why Jamaica?
We went there last year. We had an awesome time, so we wanted to go back.
Okay, so what's your best mate called?
Sarah.
Girls on tour?
Yes, definitely.
I love people going to the airport early because it's like, this is the only time you've been up at this time for a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, but I love the airport. We get so excited. We go for a Nando's, have a couple of drinks.
This is amazing. So you're more excited at the moment about going to the airport than you are about going to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Why is there a crowd of people around you right now? I feel like I'm doing stand-up.
It's just two of us. We're just mega excited.
Oh, I love you.
You're genuinely so excited.
Shall we play Real or No Real then?
Yeah!
Yeah, let's do it. Here's your first fact.
Twitter is said to be looking into allowing subscribers to tweet using up to 10,000 characters at a time.
I think I saw something about this yesterday.
Yeah, I think I heard something about it on the news. I think it's real.
But that's a completely new thing.
Yeah, also, why would they do that? I mean, it works well at the moment. And isn't the point of Twitter that you get to do short tweets? 10,000 characters is ridiculous. You can write whole essays. And people who are ranty will. They'll use all 10,000 characters. It's going to be long on the timeline having to go through it.
People have got a lot to say these days.
Let's say it was an autobiography, right? Mm-hmm. Off of Gemma Collins. That's the whole book.
It is, yeah.
Do you reckon you could fill 10,000 characters, Caddy?
Definitely. I'll just use all emojis.
Yeah, good point. 10,000 emojis in a tweet would look epic.
Thing is, though, I've mastered the art of 140 characters now.
Yeah?
10,000 is too much. I'll get lazy again.
Mm.
So is this real or no real?
Real.
I think this is real as well.
That one is real.
It was trending yesterday. They've already allowed that many characters for direct messages.
Really?
That's like 20 pages of a book.
It is a lot, isn't it? It does seem too many.
It's like a new...
But why have they gone from such a small amount to such a big amount? They could have just upped it gently.
Yeah. That's like a whole new social media, really.
Mm.
Completely different. But real. And next...
There are more celebrities living within a 1 mile radius of the Big Brother house than there are in it.
You love that one, don't you? Have you watched it this year?
No, I haven't watched it this year.
Do you know who's in it?
I know a couple.
Who?
There's a girl off Hollyoaks and... Is Daniela Westbrook?
Yeah.
Where is the Big Brother house?
So it's in a place called Elstree in Hertfordshire.
Oh.
Where they also do Strictly Come Dancing.
Sounds posh.
Also, do you not think loads of famous people are going to want to live near the studios there? Because it's loads of studios there, isn't there? So, I don't know, loads of actors.
Is it where EastEnders is filmed?
It is near there, yes.
Oh, there must be loads of celebrities there.
It's a tricky
Danny
one,
Dyer,
this.
Yeah, does he live there?
Danny Dyer?
Yeah.
I'm not sure he lives there. He works there, definitely.
Yeah, hang on, EastEnders isn't real.
What? You break my heart.
But is it true that there are more celebrities living in a 1 mile radius of the Big Brother house than actually in it? Caddy?
I think that's real.
I actually think no famous people live near those studios and they just travel from wherever they are in flash cars. So I think no real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Now, I haven't officially checked, but Strictly is filmed in the same place as the Big Brother house. No one really lives there, though. They travel, like Chris said. And finally...
There's a website that saves you from watching awkward romantic scenes in films with your parents.
That's amazing!
Such a good idea.
Have you had to watch an awkward film with your parents?
Yeah, too many times.
Do you remember when I went to take my mum to see Bridesmaids at the cinema?
Yes.
The first scene, I thought it would be fine.
Yeah.
The first scene, awful to watch with your mum.
Literally from when it starts, that film.
From the outset. Have you watched anything embarrassing with your mum, Caddy?
Yeah, she took me to the theatre once to see this ballet and it was about a couple and she loves men in tights and it got really erotic and it was so awkward. I just wished for it to end.
So is there a website that saves you from watching awkward romantic scenes in films with your parents, Caddy?
I think it's not real, but it should be real.
It's such a good idea. I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yeah. So you put the movie title into the website and it says whether or not it's cringe viewing with the parents or not.
That's
great
brilliant.
Idea.
Brilliant idea.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
Oh, I'm sorry to say, Caddy, that you didn't win this time. I got 30, though, which I'm very proud of. You got 10.
I tried my best.
Who cares? You're going to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yay!
All right, then.
Thanks, Scott. Love you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Grimmy's back on Monday, and we're back for the last one of the week tomorrow at 6:30, including Annie Mack and Hugh Stevens joining us to tell us who is number one on the BBC Music Sound of 2016. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.